Blog Talk Radio.
Grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, but blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow, and nobody wants to be left out. No, you can't leave 'cause your heart is there. You can't stay 'cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry 'cause your look broke down, but you're crying anyway, 'cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Oh, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Coming to you live from my studio, and I'd like to say welcome to everyone and Habari Gani to my old friends, and I'd like to say greetings to those new friends. Thank you so much for joining us for another day in the Cure to Read Room. We have been featuring guided spirit throughout this month. We have been talking with metaphysicists, and we have also been chatting with our friends as well. And if you are out there and you'd like to call in and be a part of the show, now is your time to do so. And we have asked everyone that we know in our circle of friends to be a part of this family affair. That's right. We've gone back and talked to all of our friends on our following list and invited them to be a part of this segment. And if you are out there and you have not gotten your memo yet, here is a clarification and confirmation from your Omi. You've been invited to a family affair, and that's because we're bringing all of our spiritual people together, ladies and gentlemen, and we're asking them to appear on our show. We're asking them to give us a bit of the energy. As you know, I am a scientist and I teach science, and I believe in the frequencies, mostly in the energy. Now, I want to raise your level of frequency if you're out there so that your frequency can be calibrated on my frequency. And if you don't have the juice, I can lend you some of mine until you develop yours over time. I do that from time to time. I send frequency through Reiki healing and send the energy across the airways. I like to send you those energies right now to get you going so that you're in the place to be. That's right. I'm sending you energy right now across the airways, and I'm speaking to this terminal. We've just had some technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen, but I spoke to this terminal. I decreed that it was whole, functioning, with energy vibrating. That's right. Everything has a bit of frequency and energy, and we can call it into being. We're calling it into being that all lines will line up with what perspective thing they're supposed to be doing here in this room, and that we're not having a technical difficulty, and that's just an illusion that we're experiencing. And as we get these airways together, I want you to get your mind together and get your mind made up that you need to be in the Carrie the Reed room, and you need to be discussing spiritual things. That's right. You need to be communing with your ancestors. And I didn't say worshiping your ancestors. I said communing with them. And if you have not already set your altar up, I would advise you to do so. You would be a damn fool if you didn't realize your ancestors were the sum total of who you are and that you stand on their shoulders and that they petition on your behalf. And if you should need anything in this atmosphere, you can only by way of reconnecting with your ancestors. That's right. I said it, ancestors. And anyone that has a problem with that, I am sorry, because I was told that spiritual things are eternal, and we know that material things are temporal. I am teaching you the eternal things so that you can become eternally vibrating on every account, even unto the grave. Your vibration can continue so that you can light up the world with your frequency. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to add that we are commanding these airwaves today, and we are calling them into being. So just stay tuned and be patient with us as I wrestle with this electrical tool here that I'm fighting with to come back on the air. Now, I know I have a guest in the audience, and I'm telling my guests to just be patient and wait on the spirit to move on behalf of us today. Every time I get on these airwaves, I have to wrestle with them. But I'm decreeing that they loose this terminal and allow us to come on this line. That's right. I'm decreeing that they open up the airways for Omi, not because I'm so great, because of the God that I serve. That's right. Omi does believe in God, and I do acknowledge a God. I also believe in all of the prophets, and Jesus was one too. As a matter of fact, I love a tall, dark, and handsome man like they describe Jesus to be. So he's one of my first elders, brothers, that I give homage to. And ladies and gentlemen, while we're waiting for these airways to come back on, let's stop and meditate, taking deep breaths and calibrating your energy level with mine as we come on one accord and we come on these airways. I command these airways to loose these lines for the show today in the name, and it's done. So saith the Lord. Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to decree a thing, ladies and gentlemen. Though sometimes it looks difficult for you and you can't go on, you've got to decree a thing. And once you decree a thing, God will do the rest of it. Welcome aboard, family. And I'd like to say hello to my guests out there. We are now on the air. And if you don't mind, we're in the air as well. We are all atmospheric pressures, and our energy frequency is vibrating all over the place. Now, if you're not familiar with quantum jumping, you ought to be, and you ought to be studying that, because there is a big conference coming up during the month of September with people all over the world calibrating their frequencies. We are now lining up all the planets. This is the first time in a million years that all planets are lining up, and the energy and frequency that will be in the atmosphere will be so hot that our bodies have to be calibrated so that we can tolerate the change. They're gathering together in Atlanta under Dr. Jewel with her group of perspective specialists to talk to us, as well as Dr. Delbert Blair, they will be talking to us about lining up our brain balance. And if you're not familiar with brain balance, you ought to be. It's a little bit like quantum jumping. I can't go into that right now because we have guests in the room, ladies and gentlemen. And let me say hello to my guests today.
Hi.
Caller number
one, are you
hello.
There?
Caller number one, hello.
Hello, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda, how are you? I'll be right back in the atmosphere with you. Let me say hello to caller number two, and then we'll come right back to you, okay? Thank you so much for joining us, Linda.
Right here.
Caller number two, hello.
Right here in my neck.
Caller number two, hello, how are you? Can I say who's calling?
I'll take a hamburger.
Caller number two?
Put on
oh, okay. Well, I imagine she's just listening in. Welcome, caller number two. Now, let me go back to Linda. But before I do that, let me tell you who we have in our room. This young lady that's in our room is a specialist in her area of energy healing as well as Reiki healing. She conducts and facilitates workshops throughout the state. She is better known as the Gifted Healer and the Reiki Master Healer. And I know Linda through recommendations from various different specialists. And Linda and I have talked over the phone so many times, but we've never come in contact personally. But yet I know this woman's spiritual position through a church that I attended. And the people spoke so highly of Linda that I felt like we were kit and kin, that we were one of a kind. And I know that we are on the same spirit line because we're both traveling down a path. I invited Linda on to talk to you about her many different skills and her many professional jobs that she do to talk to the women out there and as well as the men. But she does also hold a workshop in her home, which I hope she will tell us about and invite more people to be connected who are spiritual. I'm going to bring her on now so she can tell us a little bit more about what she's done. What she does, okay? Hello,
hi,
Linda. How are
hi.
You? You are in the atmosphere, and if you could give us a little better in-depth background about what it is you do in the metaphysics world, we certainly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on, Omi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Oh, golly, we had such a lovely few phone conversations, and I do so many different things. I would probably best sum up to say that what I do now is I just follow spirit every day, every moment. Whatever comes up is where I am needed to serve, to be present, to...
And you know what, Linda, I love what you just said. And you know what, I want you to join me over in the Curator Read room where we do our spiritual... our spiritual process where we do a libation, and I'd love for you to, with me, help me to do a prayer or to bring some energy about, because I know that before we do anything, we always offer up a prayer. Would you mind doing that with me, Linda?
I'd be happy to.
Ladies and gentlemen, please walk with me over to the Cure to Read where we do the talking cure. This is where you can connect with energy and spirit. And I have Linda in the room. And Linda, pronounce your last name so that I won't butcher it up for the audience.
My last name is Rosenthal.
Rosenthal. And Linda has been working in the capacity of Reiki healing as well as working with the spirit. And the tools she's been using are so many that I can't even begin to start off by doing her justice, but we're going to ask Linda to participate with us. I'm going to do the libation and ask Linda if she will offer up a prayer so that the spirits will be with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I always light a candle to my mother spirit and say Ashe. And we all say Ashe, meaning we agree. I light a candle to my father spirit and say Ashe. I pour a glass of water for my father, and I quench his thirst, and I say, Father, drink well. I pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit, and I said, Mother, drink well, and please join us this evening. I pour libation to the ground, because the words that we're about to speak today, may they fall on fertile soil, may they take root, and may someone come and water the fertile ground, and may God give the increase. I pour libations to the west, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say, Ashe.
Ashe.
I meant to say, I pay libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. So be it, so let it be done. Father, we thank you for this opportunity together with kindred spirits. We thank you for reconnecting our ancestors and our loved ones who are but energy, who have never left us, and they're out in the atmosphere. We invite you back. May you come back from the ocean, from the sea, the lagoon. May you travel through the middle passage, and may we stand on your shoulders and allow us to see over your shoulders, because we know we're the sum total of why you came. We ask God to bless everyone present here that's representing the family, and may their desires be fulfilled. And we say to God be the glory. Amen. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, we have Linda Rosenthal with us, and she's going to offer up a prayer. Thank you, Linda.
That was so beautiful, Omi. Great Spirit, Mother, Father, God. We've called upon all of the directions, the south for our physical well-being, the west that you guide us with our emotional well-being, the north that you keep us connected to our ancestors, and to the east that you bring us the mental clarity and the healing that we need to see the light every day, in every moment. We have blessed Gaia, Pachamama, Mother Earth. And with gratitude, we thank you for all that you give us. Father Sky, Great Spirit, the great mystery, the one, the source, all that is. So many names you are called. We invite those spirit guides, those angel helpers, all in that realm, our celestial brothers and sisters, to be present with us tonight, to be right in our hearts, to remember that all that we seek out there is right inside of our heart. So let's take our hands, put them over our hearts, and feel and know that we are connected in this divine love together, this love that has no condition, no expectation, no judgment. We join together in love and in gratitude. And thank you for this family and this time to be together, and so it is.
Thank you so much for that beautiful and enriched prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time for you to tap in. The frequencies are here. We have summoned our ancestors to be with us. They've never left us, ladies and gentlemen. They are but a frequency. You are not only an atom, but you are the source that came from the Creator, not in his whole vitality, because we know that God has three manifestations, and he could not be God if he was not in many different manifestations. As we look upon the many different manifestations, know that God has placed a Godhead within your heart that you can collaborate with on one accord. Therefore, that is why we say you can become God, because God resides within you and you collaborate with the Godhead. So, now, practice the things that God does. God commands things. He decrees things. He calls things forth. We are teaching you to grow up and to do the things that God do. We are telling you in this day and time, we are having mental telepathy, eyes open up. Telepathic ears are opening up. We are speaking things that be not as though they were. Now is the time to reconnect to your higher self. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Linda, and I adored everything you said. Ladies and gentlemen, the next voice you'll hear is a station identification, and we come back, you'll hear Linda Rosenthal, and she's going to put us right on track to being more spiritually connected. Thank you so much, and I am your mother too. Station identification. I don't know why it's not letting me. Okay, there you go.
Journaling gave me so many insights that I eventually opened up my private practice, my business called Inside Out. I had so many conversations with God that I wanted to share these with other people. So I have a private practice. I do teach Reiki. I teach a beautiful meditation course called Inner Sanctuary Training, which helps us to find our inner senses of clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, so that we really can speak with our higher self, so that we get to know and integrate the higher self into our personality. I do some Brazilian Kundalini energizations, which is a very powerful and beautiful and loving high energy work. It raises the Kundalini energy and really advances someone on their spiritual path to be connected. You had talked about those high frequencies, and that's what I do. In much of my healing work, I do a lot of sound healing. I think that because everything is a frequency, that different sounds help our body come back into its own natural harmony. I love to use Tibetan bowls. I use chimes and tuning forks, sometimes drumming, sometimes rattling, and sometimes chanting. I actually have a CD on the Reiki Kotodama, which is the sacred sound of Reiki, and the chanting is quite transformative when you chant it yourself and listen to it. So those are some of the things that I do.
Linda, are you familiar with brain balancing at all or quantum jumping?
I don't know the term quantum jumping. The brain balancing is actually something that happens in our Reiki Level 2 classes. The balancing of the right and the left hemispheres of the brain brings our masculine and feminine energies together. There's a beautiful process of that in the spiritual psychotherapy that I do. It's called Rohan therapy. And it is calling on. It's the divine masculine, divine feminine, really merging together into one androgynous being, and that the client can experience that and see it and make that happen for themselves while they're on the table. It's quite beautiful. And it's very, very empowering because we get to see our own qualities that are the divine male, the divine female, coming together inside of us. And if that's what I call balancing the brain.
Are you familiar with what is happening with the planets now, with them lining up and it affecting our bodies and how we've got to get our bodies calibrated so that we can handle all of the atmospheric pressure that's going to be in the atmosphere?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be coming up. People all over the world are getting together to talk about it.
I have just recently read that there is a brown dwarf star, and I think in October, it's October, it's supposed to be the closest to the Earth. The last time it was this close to the Earth, and it will be even closer now, September 27th, is the last time that happened is when Japan had their earthquake. So there are things happening, and I think for us to be prepared for just earth changes and cosmic changes is to remember that we are light. We're made of light. And oftentimes I will tell my students too that it's called enlightenment. You know, when we reach enlightenment or that awakening state of being.
Can you speak, Linda, of those seven lights that we are, the various different lights? Can you speak on that a little bit?
Because
I know that there could be seven of them, and some of them I'm familiar with, but not all of them.
It's interesting that number seven keeps coming up for me all the time. I have a team of seven, which are my my spirit guides, who
and
don't actually.
Let me tell you something, Linda. You know what? Number seven is a seven of completion. I've used it for years, but I've had my reader give me a call to tell me today is the eighth, and you coming on the show on the 8th, some mythical things are going to happen, as well as some things that are going to be open for you on the 8th. It is it is a new beginning. This is a new beginning for you. So the 8th is something that I was shocked that you were coming on the 8th, and this is the day she gave me the 8th, that anything, a game of chance, any type of opportunity for you to be able to win something or be called into something, this is a new beginning, the number 8. So it's not a coincidence that you came on the show today on the 8th, because it's for new beginnings, and 7 is the sign of completion.
Wow. Well, that feels great. A new beginning. I would like to ask if anyone or you, Omi, have been getting downloads in your ears. Have you been getting that high-pitched ring?
Yeah.
Yes,
I thought it was something going on in my, I thought maybe I had a middle ear infection or something.
No. I get that quite often,
well,
and I know it's
Linda,
been happening a lot lately.
I didn't tell you that, because I have this high energy level, and I didn't know it, but a group of technical therapists had discovered that the frequency level I have is so high that I can actually, the ether in my hair, the ninth ether in my hair, it makes such connection that things start to happen. Like when I'm tested, I show up like I have TB because I have this high caloric ether. Mm. And when I go in a room with sick people, they draw the virtue because of the fact that they are trying to be healed. So I was used in the hospital for 5 years to be a healer, and these were not metaphysic people. These people were allopathic, but yet they kept saying I had this ability to heal. And eventually I said, okay, fine. So they stopped me from doing therapy work, and I ended up doing healing work in the hospital with chaplains.
Wow, yes.
But that's part of the story. Tell us more about your adventure with a group of women, and when you take them in the circle, what happened? What are some of the great things that come forth?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been facilitating women's wisdom circles for many years, and it keeps growing. The women now are quite connected. It's a spiritual family where we know when we come together once a month, we meet in my home, and we come from all different backgrounds and different belief systems and different socioeconomic levels. It doesn't matter. We come together as women and support one another no matter what is going on in their lives. It's getting women together and really staying in that high frequency that you've been talking about tonight, where there's no judgment in this place. It's pure love. It's pure love.
And would you also say, Linda, it's no denomination, that the denominations are checked at the door. You come seeking spirit, so you're not in this battle about whose religion is right.
Oh, absolutely. It's nothing about religion at all, really. It's just about each person's ability to hold sacred space for one another, to be in a place that's safe, and we know it's non-judgmental, and there's no one trying to fix anyone or change anyone or, judge anyone. It's just a circle of beautiful spirit. We do call in the 7 directions before each circle, and we end with closing. We spend about 3 hours together. Part of this circle has branched off. We're doing women's purification sweat lodges, traditional Native American sweat lodges, for women only. Not that we want to exclude the men, but there are times when women power together becomes very, very strong. And I think bringing that divine feminine forward on the planet is exactly what is needed right now, especially as you had talked about all the different changes that are coming. The frequencies of the feminine are going to anchor.
I'm glad you said that, Linda. This is exactly what Dr. Jewel said. This is the frequency of the feminine. So they're not using technical terms, but they're telling women that this is when God is bringing the feminine gender in, and therefore they can see this workshop and realize it's for them and not be afraid that it's male gender only. And the feminine side, Linda, I found that when you speak of God and you talk about the woman being the goddess, and truly she has to be a god somewhere in the scenario, you find so many people fighting over the right concept and bringing in all this other argument about the Bible. And I tell them, if you really wanted to look at things the right way, there are so many books that precede the Bible. There are Dead Sea Scrolls that are still not interpreted yet, so you have an incomplete malignant book. So you can't go wrestling with people when the book is not completed.
I think that, in a way, we're sort of writing our own book now of how we see God. Our spirituality is, I wish I had a board in front so I could say, but if you were to draw a big X, and in the center of that X is the joining point. At the top left would be where miracles would happen, and we were first discovering God. And at the bottom, this is ancient time, a long, you know, back in our history. And at the bottom of that X, that was man, that was humanity. Well, at the bottom left of the X, it's coming upwards to the top right. So humanity is raising their vibration, where the concept of that we have to seek God that's way outside of us is coming down to earth to meet humanity. And just at that center point is where we become self-actualized and self-realized.
Oh,
and then
I love that self-actualization. That comes from, let me think, who's that? I can't think of it.
Sri Aurobindo.
There's another gentleman that talks about self-actualization, and I can't think of his name. It'll come back to me. Go ahead.
Well, that is the point, I think, where we are realizing our highest potential. And in that respect, whatever the changes Mother Earth is going through, whatever planets are lining up, whatever's going to happen, is that if we keep remembering that we are that light.
And Linda, I love that concept. And when I spoke, when I went on Dr. Jewel's show, you definitely got to tune in to Dr. Jewel's network. You got to be in that group. And it's sort of like when you told me about the other professor over at IU. Dr. Jewel is coming into the cutting edge of talking about our mental telepathy, being trained to work with our medulla oblongata to activate our diamonds inside of our body, that we actually have diamonds. And there is a specialist from the United Kingdom who actually activates your diamonds inside of your pelvic as well inside of your T cells. And she's working with opening up the mental telepathy, because now we're going to be able to use our mental telepathy, and it's available to us because all of these things through the brain balancing and also working with our medulla oblongata, it's in our cosmic records, and it's been laying there dormant. So this is a great time for you and I, Linda, because we're not only going to be known as metaphysicists, we're going to be gods, and the real gods are going to come forth because we're going to send messages through telepathic, and we're going to clairvoyantly be able to hear other people's conversation in other countries. My brother is clairvoyant as well as able to hear other conversations.
Clear audio.
I said, I don't believe this, but it's possible because he's done it before. He can read the energies when he's examining a patient and know exactly what part of the body is telling them that it's ill. So we've had this in our cosmic records, but it's been laying dormant.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are having some kind of metaphysical phenomenon happening, and they don't really have a handle. They don't have a language for it. They're not quite sure what's happening. And I think, sadly to say, many people run to the doctor, and they're put on drugs. They're put on pharmaceuticals to numb out that feeling of maybe I'm hearing voices in my head, or maybe I'm picking up what someone else is thinking
or maybe
or
I'm having a spiritual encounter with God.
Well, you know, they might not know that. You know, you and I know that's what that's what's happening, but they don't, or perhaps their doctor doesn't know that. So I think the more we talk about things being perfectly normal,
I have you on the line. I value your opinion a lot about things because I know you've seen the abnormal and the paranormal. I've conversed with so many women who are stuck on the religious part of it, and they're very intelligent. I can't get them to have a conversation with their spirit realm to realize that there are seven of us out there in the universe. We are more than one dimension. Just as in the Bible says there are many mansions, the many mansions are the many houses where each one of our intimate seventh person lives. And we haven't introduced ourselves to each other yet, but through quantum jumping, they're now explaining how you can meet yourself in seven different capacities. This is information we never heard of, and yet we're...